Xavier Musketeer, beat writer with the Cincinnati Inquirer. She joins us right now. By the way, if you want to get more info, follow Musketeer Basketball. She's a great follow, at SL Russell. Shannon, thanks for taking a few minutes to talk hoops with us here on The Morning Drive on ESPN 960.
Thanks for having me.
So let me just, I'd like to get the lay of the land and, you know, how's your thing going? You're in St. Louis, you're on your way, you know, what's your travel look like? Are you having fun?
Well, yes, definitely having fun. I arrived in St. Louis yesterday, and today we have press conferences. Xavier and Weber State are at the end of the day, but, you know, all the other teams are obviously having their open practices and pressers too, so it's fun just to be part of it, you know, here at the site.
Okay, so Weber State's a nice story, and they do a great job, and, you know, it's that mid-major story. You got to win your conference tournament, even if you dominate during the regular season. So here they are. Do they have a chance? Don't sugarcoat it.
I would say a very, very slim chance. You know, Xavier is been on the beat. This is my eighth year covering Xavier. This is the best team that I've seen them have. And Chris Mack has just done a great job distributing minutes and really playing the talent to a top level. So, you know, Xavier's a very tough out this year.
Yeah, it looks that way. There's some people who have them playing quite a ways in. So tell me, you know, what Weber State's going to see. Randy Ray just said they're big, athletic, strong, smart. You know, he basically said that, you know, his kid, you know, they're going to take their shot. I promise you that. They're going to go out and they're not going to be intimidated. That's not their mindset. But what is Xavier going to throw at them?
Well, I think the one thing about Xavier is that it's very deep this year. They've got two guys coming off the bench in James Farr and J.P. McCura that would start on most other teams. So you add that into a starting five that's, you know, very talented. And coming into the season, there were a lot of questions about point guard because Xavier lost a four-year player in Dee Davis, and there was just a lot of fretting in the fan base of what was going to happen at that position. But Edmund Sumner has stepped in and just done a great job. He last year had chronic tendonitis in his knees and was shelved after about six games. But this year he just has speed and athleticism that is unparalleled on the team. And while he's made some freshman mistakes along the way, he's been a really great asset in distributing the ball. And also he's pretty tall. He's 6'6", which is big for a point guard. So he's really kind of made things go. But beyond that, Xavier has a lot of length in Jalen Reynolds. So this at James Farr. They have some really talented shooting guards. And Trayvon Blewett is perhaps the key to it all. He's a 6'6 guard who plays power forward, and so he's often a mismatch at that position and very difficult to guard. Gets to the free throw line a lot and also can shoot three-pointers, you know, at will. So they just have a lot of different pieces that add up to kind of a very big hole there.
Yeah, I get that. And they want to play up and down, the tempo they want. And it, as it points out here in this breakdown that basically says stay away from any upset pick with Weber State. But the Musketeers want to get up and down and really, you know, separate from a giant-killing mentality from the other team that wants to slow it down and muck it up and, you know, kind of get in the way and shorten the game. But that's not the way the Musketeers play. They're going to push it all the time, right?
Yeah, they're getting out to a strong start is one of their strengths. It hasn't happened every game this year. I mean, obviously they've lost a few, and not being strong at the start has affected them. But, you know, they play the four-minute wars, and they don't get down if they are down. And another thing about this team that's interesting is that despite all the talent, there's not any animosity or selfishness. So they try to get the best shot no matter who takes it. It's very unusual to have so many talented players not care who gets the shot and more are concerned about how the team is doing.
Do they like this sort of in the weeds sense? I mean, as much as a two seed in the East can be laying in the weeds, it just seems that, you know, the narrative is UNC and then up in the top Indiana and Kentucky in the second round, and, you know, West Virginia's getting love. And as good as Xavier is, and there are some people who are picking them to move along, they're not the top choice in that region, and that has to feed into what Coach Mack can work with them and tweak them, right?
Absolutely. You know, they come in with a chip on their shoulder. They always have. It's kind of part of the program. So, you know, being in a very tough region kind of adds to that, gives them more motivation. And they're ready for this all season long. You know, it's been a record-breaking season from them going 12-0 in the non-conference to doing very well in the conference play. You know, they've exceeded expectations but not gotten too full of themselves because they still have that chip on their shoulder. So I would expect to see that this year, especially because they feel like they have unfinished business after losing in the Sweet 16 last year to Arizona.
Right. So if Xavier struggles, and they have lost five times, which isn't very many, but if they were going to struggle and something crazy happened tomorrow night in St. Louis, how would you see that playing out? What would have to happen for, other than for Xavier maybe to not come to the arena, but you know, you've seen them struggle from time to time. What does that look like?
I think their kryptonite is when the other team is shooting around 50% and Xavier is shooting around 30%. So many times this season they've gotten to a hole, and a couple times they haven't been able to dig their way out of it in that regard. But normally if they're controlling the glass and controlling the tempo and getting all their guys involved, it's not a problem. But there have been times when they've just been outshot and they just can't get shots to fall where they have struggled.
Shannon Russell, Xavier Musketeers beat writer with the Cincinnati Inquirer at SL Russell. Good follow if you want to keep up with what's going on with the X-Men. So they know, don't they? I mean, I want to ask you about how good they were in difficult road environments, because what will happen, as you know, in St. Louis is the longer Weber State hangs around, then everybody in the arena with all the other programs are going to jump on the guys in purple. And then all of a sudden, if Xavier's in a tight game with 5 minutes to go, it's up for grabs, and that's not where they want to be, right?
No, that's totally right. You know, Xavier has had some struggles on the road. They lost a couple games, but they also came back from an 18-point deficit at Wake Forest in their last non-conference game and rallied. And again, it goes back to that chip on their shoulder where they're just trying to chip away at the deficit if there is one. But I see what you're saying. I know that there will definitely be fans there for Weber State hoping for the upset. I just think this team is too talented to succumb to that.
Okay, so a last thought in your bracket. I'm looking at my bracket, and of course I have several brackets. The bracket du jour, there'll be some brackets in the crumpled up after the weekend, but I'll always have one or two brackets I can pull out and show people that I'm right in the mix. Even if I fill them out after the first weekend, that's what I do. But how far? I have Xavier going to, I have him in the Final Four on this one. What do you think? That's basically getting Wisconsin and then either West Virginia, Notre Dame, and then either Indiana, Kentucky, or Carolina, something like that.
Yes, I agree. I think that they have what it takes to make a deep run this year, even in this tough region. I think that they can hang with any of those people. In fact, defeat them all the way to the Final Four. So I think you have a good beat on that.
Okay, I appreciate that. And of course, for Shannon Russell, it means places like St. Louis and then Philly and then Houston. That would be okay, right?
Yeah, I would not have a problem with that.
Sort of extend the season so you don't have to start doing those look-ahead stories.
Yeah.
Hey, great stuff, Shannon. Safe travels. Enjoy your time there. And, you know, I'm hoping something crazy happens and the guys in purple are running around and going crazy. But I have a sense that you're going to be staying in this tournament a while. Appreciate your joining us and updating us on Xavier.
Thank you.